This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping the coronavirus separate, doing the coronavirus separate, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, for whatever reason you're doing it for, thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. Joining me right now on this Friday, Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website and the podcast. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Oh, we're going to have fun today. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Our country was not founded, however, Frank, on the massive fraud used to steal the election from Donald Trump.
No, as a matter of fact, in the days of the founders and the framers, if something would have happened like this, there would have been a lot of tar and feathering.
Or hanging.
Yeah, or hanging. They would have found a way to make it treason,
That's
bet.
That's right. Yep, it says treason. Yep, and if they catch the people that did this, throw the book at them.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I mean, this is the stealing of our republic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stealing of the position that is known around the globe as the leader of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening to someone from a scholar from England last night talking about, you know, Americans, that this election means it's more than just you and your election in America.
Mm-hmm.
This is the direction that the free world is going to be taking for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they alluded to, you better get your you-know-what together down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Wisconsin recount is about to begin after a really contentious Elections Commission meeting, but the reason for the meeting was because Rudy Giuliani noted yesterday that Wisconsin state law was stricter regarding absentee ballots than most other states. However, some 60,000 absentee ballots were counted in the Milwaukee area and some 40,000 in the Madison area without ever having been applied for properly by the voters who cast them, which means not one of those votes should have counted.
Right, and this is going to be the overarching question going forward, and because there are so many instances of irregularities, abnormalities, and literally ballot tampering, are we a nation of laws, or are we not? Is the law going to stand, or are we going to say, well, man, we just want every vote to count, so we're just not going to care about the law as it's written right now? Mm-hmm. If we are, as John Adams said, a nation of laws and not of men, then what's written in the election law cannot be varied from by a court, by a judge, nothing. It's got to be by the letter of the law, if in fact we are a nation of laws.
Now, if I had have heard all the stuff that I heard yesterday from Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, I would have thought I was listening to somebody in Chicago in Cook County. You know, I mean, that's what I would have thought. But we're not talking about that, Frank. We're talking about the United States of America and across a myriad of states.
I have a feeling now that all of the listeners who've been listening to us since 2008 understand fully now what I meant by don't let the Chicago genie out of the bottle.
Yeah.
This is the Chicago genie. This is the progressive Chicago genie that says politics is what the powerful say it is, mm-hmm. and not what the electorate says.
Yeah.
And there's no putting it back in the bottle, mm-hmm. unless you make people pay for what they've done.
Yep. All right, now let me drift over here for a minute, because I believe we got Ian on the telephone. Okay, Ian, what's going on?
Well, I just got a quick comment. I agree with everything Frank's saying, but I got news for you. The law don't matter. It hasn't mattered for a long, long time now. Equal justice is gone. I hate to be a Debbie Downer. Ain't nothing going to come of this. Yeah, Trump and company are going to go to the courts and everything, and I got news for you. Look, I hope I'm all wrong, but I got news for you. They're going to get shot down, because guess what? The communists got the court, too. And the ones that they don't got, they're going to intimidate them. Forget about it. It's dead. And why do you even say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? Because there ain't no more America to pledge allegiance to. We're part of the globalist reset. Get used to it.
No, sir, buddy. Not on my watch. No, sir, buddy. I will not only say the Pledge of Allegiance, but I'll stand for the national anthem. I'll salute the flag. And I defy anybody to tell me I can't do that. I defy you. I challenge you. Ain't going to happen. Not on my watch.
You know, he's got a point about the justice system.
Yep, he does.
We've got a two-tier justice system in our country.
Sure do.
Where the elite, the anointed, and the elected can get away with things like Hillary Clinton did, can get away with things like Barack Obama did, and they don't pay a price for it.
Yep. And we'll see what happens. And here comes the music. So I'm going to put you on hold. And folks, I'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website and podcast. Go over there and check it out. Great articles that Frank writes. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue, and it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had 4 in the last 5 years from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, too, because Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value package packed into what makes servicing your Moss vehicle a complete breeze. Now, there's over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for at the other dealerships won't. Remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan, with stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and podcast. Well, you know, we found out, Denise Simon and I were talking about a very off-the-cuff agency that nobody knew about, and I forgot the name of it, doesn't matter, but Denise is going to write about it today. $509 million was given to this agency to administer and give grants to states that needed it for elections. Now, California got $38 million to help with their election effort. Florida got $21 million to help with their election effort.
Well, and remember, this is on top of what Mark Zuckerberg's group gave that went specifically to blue counties.
Mm-hmm.
To help get out the vote and pay poll workers. And that's one of the issues up in Wisconsin. There is a lawsuit up in Wisconsin specifically about these types of grants that went to blue counties that paid poll workers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not on the up and up either. It's absolutely wrong. So we'll see what comes of that. But like he said in the first half of the program, we got a two-tier justice system. So what's going to come out of that? Who knows?
Well,
you get an Obama appointee who in the federal courts, and yep. It ends there.
That's right, and that's why they do what they call judge shopping. Every time the Democrats get a decision made in their favor, it's with a Democratic judge appointed by Bill Clinton or Barack
Obama. Yep. And that's the way the politics gets into the judicial system. Mm-hmm. Let's go judge shopping. You can't do that.
No.
You just can't.
No. And, of course, we know there were overvotes all across the country. We talked a little bit about it here about 10 minutes ago. But the overvotes all across the country are higher than what they were in 2016. More people voted than there were registered voters. Now, somebody said to me, they said, well, how do we know that? How can we find out about that? And Eric sent me a website, which I probably should post out on my Facebook page, but it was, as a matter of fact, I sent it to you, Frank, so you could have it. It's called Verified, let's see, where is it here? It's called verifiedvoting.org. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve my opinion on that until I find out where the money comes for them.
Okay, yeah,
that's always the litmus test, everyone. Mm-hmm. If a new organization pops on the scene and it sounds like it's too good to be true, find out where they got their money.
Yeah.
Because if there's one donation from George Soros or Peter Steyer in this, it's a mask.
Yep. Now, we got a couple of callers. I want to try to get them both in here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name's Jerry. I'm up here. Adel,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just up above Valdosta. What can we do for you, sir?
All right. The other night, well, actually, it's on this station right here. This lady from McAllen, Texas. I think her name is the Dana Show, and she was interviewing the Lieutenant Governor of Texas.
Okay.
And they were talking about this, I don't know, what do they call this machine?
Dominion machines?
The Dominion.
Yeah, the Dominion machines and all, and what it was doing. And all right, the cut to the point is the lieutenant governor says that they are offering a $1 billion reward.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, why aren't people advertising this?
I guess because it's in Texas, because he's offering the money from Texas.
Well, he didn't say
okay.
Texas. My understanding, this is worldwide. Right. Why can't contact somebody out there and find out if it's worldwide?
Well, I will do that. I will do that, sir.
Why?
I will do that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir.
Federal government.
Thank you. I will do that, sir. Okay. Well, he's right. And I thought it was for Texas, Frank.
Well, it was a blanket appeal, I think. I have to look into it. So what he states would be a Texas economy. But this should be something that everyone anywhere should be concerned about, the Dominion machines.
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking on the break, they use these machines in Cuba, they use them in Venezuela, and you see how the votes go there.
Yeah.
95% incumbent.
And the money was not $1 million to somebody, it was $1 million from his campaign fund, and he was giving part of that million to whoever it was that gave him viable information that they could use. The more important it was, the higher the money they got, but they did not get $1 million. All right, let's go to the second caller. Good morning. Is this Mary?
It is. Good morning. I wanted to say one thing. It seemed that in the Epoch Times, Lee Smith had written an article saying that Obama was still up there in Washington behind this whole thing also, and has been all along. So, and Bloomberg with his money has seemed to buy all the media up. So, still, I still don't think the story's getting out.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's more than Obama, Frank. It's Valerie Jarrett.
Absolutely.
Valerie Jarrett, yep.
And Barack Obama wouldn't know what to do.
No. Nope.
He wouldn't know how to finish up in the bathroom if Valerie Jarrett didn't tell him how to do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we got to be very, very specific here. Valerie Jarrett, Eric Holder,
yep,
is another one that is going to be, you're going to find out, is connected to all this. These are the two effective radicals that were in power for 8 years during the Obama administration.
Correct.
And Valerie Jarrett, if anybody thinks that Valerie Jarrett just faded to black after Barack Obama left office, you are smoking something that's legal in Colorado, because she moved right into the Obama mansion there, not far from the White House, and she hasn't been heard from. That means she's been pulling puppet strings. That woman is intrinsically evil, and she's got a big part of what's going on today.
Yeah, and again, when it comes to the money that's out there and the $509 million that was given to this election something or another, but again, I'd have to, Denise is going to write about it, and we talked about it, and I didn't write down what the name of it was, but it's some far-fetched group that I never even heard of before. Neither had she until she stumbled onto it accidentally.
Well, I mean, there's dark money everywhere. And this is going to bring up something I'm going to be talking about on my show. I don't know why. If you want to have effective campaign finance reform, make the money come from the state where the race is. There shouldn't be any outside money coming into Georgia. $200 million is going to be spent there just on the runoff election.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any money from California coming in there because the people of California don't live in Georgia.
Now,
it should be only for the people of Georgia, period, dot.
Yeah, now you don't have to move up there to vote. You can just drive up there for a day. The only problem is you got to have a residence, right? So, yeah. But
I want to reiterate this for everybody out there who's heard about this move to Georgia thing.
Yep.
It is a felony to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it.
Yep. You get caught, you're going to jail.
That's right, and it's not worth it.
Yep.
You know, play by the rules. We are a nation of laws, not of men. John Adams, at the beginning of our country. Let's remain that way.
All righty. Well, we've run out of time. I'm going to talk to you on Monday. I guarantee you we'll be talking about this all weekend long, talking head shows, the whole nine yards. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, that is Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And coming up, Amanda Mackey, an attorney who's got her, she's in the middle of all of this, if you will, and we're going to have her explain to us what it is that's going on around the country and what we can do. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia election officials released a report Thursday evening on the results of the hand tally recount of the presidential election, affirming Joe Biden's lead in the state. The full hand recount on the state's 5 million presidential votes resulted in a Biden lead. He started out with 14,000 vote lead and now leads by only 12,000 votes. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani makes the case of voter fraud in Michigan's Wayne County.
Counting ballots improperly, counting them three and four times, having people vote three and four times, changing and backdating ballots to the point of at least 300,000 illegitimate ballots that we can specifically identify.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse on Thursday discounted President Trump's attempt to overturn the results of the presidential election in Michigan, Romney going so far as to call the president's strategy undemocratic. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Now, if you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. And at Farrah & Farrah, they don't treat people like numbers because from the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and ready to help. Now, their team of injury law experts and understands the pressure you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. Let them push back. Now, their number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Or to find out more about them, check them out online, farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Phone number again, 877-245-6707. And joining us right now, Amanda Mackey, who happens to be an attorney. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
We are just going to open up the floodgate and let you just jump right into it. But first, I got to ask you a question. We had a question from Paula in Tampa. She says, what is being done to ensure that there will be no fraud in the upcoming runoff in Georgia for the 2 Senate seats?
Well, that's a really, really great question. And so let me just start by saying that Georgia is really two important Senate seats, potentially controlling the balance of power for the Senate. We, GOP, is at 48. I'm sorry, is at 52. They are at 48, and so they need two seats. I'm sorry, 50-48.
Right.
And so the point is that if we lose these seats, Kamala Harris will be the tie-breaking vote. If we're at 50-50, Kamala Harris, potentially, if she gets certified to be the vice president, could be the tie-breaking vote. So we have to be really careful if, in fact, the presidency does not go our way. What will happen in the Senate is that they will have control. So to answer the question, what are they doing in Georgia? Here's what's happening in Georgia. The Democrats are actually promoting people to move to Georgia to vote.
Right.
So think about this. They may have voted in California in November, and they will be showing up on the voter rolls in January to vote in Georgia. And this is not being promoted by some underground network. This is being promoted by people like Andrew Yang, who was a presidential nominee, presidential candidate on mm-hmm. the Democrat side. So that's what we have to worry about. So I think right now what their focus is on that. But I think the bigger problem is that a lot of Republicans are worried about is the Secretary of State in Georgia and making sure that they have asked for his termination.
Yep.
They have asked for him to resign. So I think that right now they're focused on that because there is so much at stake and so much shenanigans that could happen between now and January that they want to make sure that they get the Secretary of State out first.
Well, I will tell you that Stacey Abrams' name keeps getting mentioned all too often. Don't know why.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that unfortunately she's done a really good job, and it is now our challenge to make sure that we are, you know, fighting back. And I'm glad Doug Collins is, you know, heading up this recount. I'm glad we have, people like Karl Rove and others who are now descending upon Georgia, and they are now focused squarely on that state because, again, we're gonna fight this till the very end with President Trump and his cases. But should this not go our way because for whatever reason, we have to contend with the fact that the Republicans are at 50, the Democrats are at 48. If they get these two seats, and the tie-breaking vote happens to be if she is becomes vice president, Kamala Harris, that's where the world's gonna. That's where the country is going to be. We're going to have a Democrat-controlled Senate, potentially. The House is already going to be Republican-controlled. We're going to have a very hard time. And so, what Stacey Abrams has done to register voters and get more voters on the voting rolls and have people move from other states to Georgia to vote, these are the things that we're contending with. So what I would tell your audience is please make sure that you're doing everything that you can. And what can you do? You can volunteer to go up to Georgia. They're paying, hotel and I believe your transportation, to get up there, to have volunteers, to have boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't volunteer, contribute $25, contribute $5, $10, contribute whatever you can. Every dollar counts. That's where the Democrats excel, is with their Act Blue program, mm-hmm. And how much money. They outspent us in this election, but like I like to say, it doesn't matter how much they outspent us. Their ideas are wrong. Their philosophy is wrong. And
yep.
America is a center-right country that is not interested in their ideas, but we also have to make sure that we get our voices heard, and the way that you do that is through fundraising. So contribute if you can, get up there if you can, and I'm happy to send you links on how to do both.
Now, there's enough blame to go around for the Democrats, the Republicans, and anybody else you want to toss in there, but how on earth does this United States of America, in some precincts in Pennsylvania as well as Michigan, as well as Wisconsin, how do they get overvotes approaching 350% and then nobody goes, wow, that's not right?
Well, let's talk high level here. One, let's start with the fact that, for 3 years, the Democrats attacked the president on this fake Russian dossier.
Mm-hmm.
So for 3 years, they held up this country impeachment, I'm sorry, investigation after investigation, impeachment, you know, the culmination of all this was the impeachment last December, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have serious concerns of voter fraud. For 3 years, they held up this country trying to go after President Trump, and they can't wait 3 weeks. We waited 3 years for them to do everything that they wanted to do, but they can't wait 3 weeks. So there's something that doesn't make sense there. So one, I will say, when people say, oh, you know, it's been 3 weeks and, you know, why isn't the president conceding and all that? You say, for 3 years, you held us hostage. For 3 years, you kept bringing up impeachment, investigation. So we are going to make sure that every American, 70% of Republicans believe a free and fair election did not happen on November 3rd. We are going to make sure that every affidavit, every sworn under perjury document that claims something, and to include a Democrat observer saying he witnessed that the GOP was unfairly treated and disenfranchised, we're going to allow these claims to come forward. So that's going to be the rebuttal that you say. The second thing is three Democrats, Senator Warren, Senator Klobuchar, and Senator Wyden, sounded the alarm bells a year ago,
mm-hmm.
okay, and wrote a letter concerning Dominion. Where are they now? When they wrote that letter to Dominion, they talked about vote switching. They talked about threatening the integrity of our election. Doesn't this sound a little familiar? It sounds like what we're talking about right now, they actually sounded the alarm bells over a year ago, just under a year ago. But where are they now? They're not saying a word. So, you know, you've got to push back on, you know, people have to say, look, if you think this is some vast conspiracy, just look at the three Democrats who have actually talked about this and wrote a letter. They penned a letter on the very things that the Republicans are talking about right now. Texas wouldn't even do business with Dominion.
Yeah.
Texas wouldn't even do business with them. So that's going to be your second pushback. And the third thing, getting closer to your answering your question, four times the number of provisional ballots were cast in 2020 than in 2016. And what I understand, I was speaking with a campaign manager of a congressional race in Pennsylvania, is that everyone got a ballot this year. Okay, so everyone in Pennsylvania got a ballot.
Sure.
And if you didn't bring the ballot to the polling location, and we Republicans, generally speaking, we like to do it in person. Some people can't, and you know, that's what it is. But for the people that want to come in person to vote, if they didn't bring their ballot, they were forced to cast a provisional ballot.
Right.
So what we have also learned is that there's some, you know, surveying that's being done in areas where Democrats overperformed in Pennsylvania. And when they have called Republican voters, of 1,100 Republican voters that they've called, over 400 said that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has not found the ballots that they have mailed in. They can't find them, or they have not been tracked. So there were a lot of shenanigans, I think, that happened in Pennsylvania with those provisional ballots. It was the first year they did that. So this is where I think some of these numbers that are getting skewed is happening from what's happened there. And lastly, we know dead people voted. We know ballots were backdated, and poll watchers were not given access. Those are constitutional issues of equal protection and due process.
All righty. We appreciate you coming on the program. You've given a lot of people a lot of things to think about. So keep yourself out of trouble. This is going to be kind of difficult because there's too much to get into right now, right?
Too much going on.
All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. Amanda Mackey, everybody. Amanda Mackey. And she is very, very, very well-knowledged in the subject. I'll be right back. Patrick Hyland coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text
money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and in my opinion, they're the best in the business at what they do. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You might get a trip to the back room to get some of that great, great, great pastry they got back there. All righty. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Matt, some sad news. Jake Scott, MVP of the perfect Dolphins 17-0 team back in 1972-73 season when they beat the Washington Redskins 14-7 in that great game. He had two interceptions. He passed away up in Atlanta, Georgia. He played football at Athens, Georgia, for the Georgia Bulldogs, and then for the Miami Dolphins, and finished up with the Washington Redskins. Real fine ball player, real fine man. Helped out a lot of people in my industry, insurance and finance captain in Hawaii and all across the country. So our prayers and thoughts go out to his family and friends. And, you know, a lot of Miami Dolphins players are passing away recently from that perfect team. So, you know, passing of the torch, passing of time, Captain. So, anyway, just thought we should start the show off with that. And God bless him and his family. Now, what happened last night in sports, the Seattle Seahawks won 28-21 over the Arizona Cardinals. And also in college football, Tulsa beat Tulane. So that's what happened in football last night. Want to talk a little bit of college football there, Captain, about what's on tap?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Let's talk about the Florida Gators. The Flagship Station will have the Florida Gators playing at 12 noon tomorrow for everybody to check that out. And also Clemson will be playing the Florida State Seminoles. And later on in the day, Alabama will be teeing it up. So those are your main games on tap for this weekend. UCF and USF will be playing also.
Where are they playing at?
UCF will be playing at home, and USF will be playing at home. They're having a rough season. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Wisconsin will be playing Northwestern. That's a big game. You're going to have Northern Alabama at number 8 BYU. Some other, a lot of games postponed, Captain. It's sad with all this going on. Georgia Tech and Miami won't be playing. Ole Miss and Texas A&M won't be playing. Marshall will not be playing. Texas, Louisiana. So that was the big one. Navy at South Florida now has been postponed, Captain. So that's you know, some sad news in the way of college football there. We spoke about Georgia earlier because of Jake Scott. They will be hosting Mississippi State at 7:30. Now, we have a lot of other friends up there in the South with Auburn playing Tennessee at 7. And then the big game, like we mentioned, Alabama, number one. Kentucky's going down there. They are the number one team now that Clemson was upset by Notre Dame.
Back in the driver's seat again, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. They have it going on. The surprise team of the year, Captain, is Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, number 15 in the country. They'll be playing Appalachian State. They're undefeated.
Who would have thought that? I never even heard of them.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard of them. People heard of them a little bit from basketball. They made the big show tournament back in the day, but that's about it. So congratulations to that organization up there. It's a pretty part of the country up there, by the way, in Carolina. So
yeah, they got a lot of flooding on the coast. You said Coastal Carolina? They got a lot of flooding along the coast right now, still from Etta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So that's finally subsiding, thank goodness.
Let's do a little hot stove stuff here for just a minute here. Let's see, was it Robinson Cano with the Mets?
Yes.
He tested positive for some sort of steroids, and he's out for a year now because he got caught last year, and he was gone for, what, half the season?
Yeah.
And now this year he's gone for the whole year, all 162 games. So how stupid can you be?
No, real stupid. I just don't understand it.
And they don't have to pay him his $20 million either.
No. You break your contract. That's a clause in there. So that cannot happen.
So the Mets will get somebody else to come in there, I'm sure, for second base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a new owner now also, so they're going to have to find somebody there. Probably DJ Matthew from the Yankees. They're going to try to squeeze him up because he's a nice guy. He gets along with everybody. Good clubhouse guy. Good, steady second baseman. Came from the Rockies, went to the Yankees. So they're going to try to make a play for him. We'll see what happens.
And the Dodgers laid off a whole bunch of people that were working for him. So the Dodgers, even though they won the World Series, I guess it didn't keep the jobs of the people that needed to work there. I guess the only people that got working are the groundskeepers.
Yeah, that I didn't care for. No, it's pretty sad, Captain. Hey, we'll go down the NFL schedule real quick.
Yeah.
Steelers at the Jags. Lions at the Panthers. Patriots at the Texans, Titans at the Ravens, Eagles at the Browns, Falcons at the Saints, the Bengals at Washington, Jets at the Chargers, Dolphins travel out to Denver, Cowboys play the Vikings, and the Packers play the Colts. In the big Sunday night game, Captain, Chiefs at the Raiders, John Gruden, seeing if he can win two from the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champion Chiefs this year. They beat him in KC, see if they can beat him in Las Vegas.
Are the Bucs playing Monday night?
They sure are, Captain.
And it's at home?
And it's at home. Buccaneers will be playing the Rams, see if they can win a primetime game. They've had some problems with that this year. So we'll see what happens, and we'll talk about that Monday on the show, plus a wrap-up of college and pro games. And, Captain, thank you, as always, for my time on the show. And God bless you, and take care of everybody out there, and have a safe weekend.
All righty. Thank you very much. And, by the way, while I'm thinking about it here, I'll be up at Tarpon Woods at the golf club up there, Patriots Bar and Grill that's up there. Frankie, for listen to me, I almost said Frankie's. It's Craig Gross. Remember him from Frankie's Patriot Barbecue? He runs that up there, and I'll be up there with some of my buddies. We'll be up there from noon to about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. In the meantime, here's more about Patrick Hyland.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Hyland, and check him out. And he's with us on Mondays and Fridays. He's from the Sports Zone. You can hear his program, the Sports Zone, on my flagship station Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., so make sure you catch him over there. Now, to make a long story short, folks, it's going to be a long weekend. You're going to hear all about this Smartmatic, Dominion, Premier, what's transpired around the country. This is really serious stuff, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. States are going to be certifying their votes. But that hasn't happened yet, even though some people said, well, Joe Biden just won Georgia. Well, not exactly. The state has not been certified yet, and they recounted the votes that were being challenged to begin with. How's that work out? How's that work out? So, Donna Fiducia, we need you. Where are you when we need you there, Donna Fiducia? We need to have you get in the ballgame there and tell these folks to get their act together, or you and Don are going to ride horseback into Atlanta and take over the city. But anyways, now I had to pick on her because she just chimed in the chat room here a minute ago. Always good to hear from her. And Steve and Thailand, go Gators, you betcha. We'll see what happens there. And Donna says it won't matter about what happens because they'll keep using the voting machines. We are Venezuela. It's not the machines, folks. It's the computer system that's in them. Okay? It's the computer system that's in them. They can use almost any kind of voting machine. It's whatever the system is that's in there. We need to get rid of that system that was developed in Venezuela, and you got to send the votes are counted in Spain. I mean, what the heck kind of nonsense is that? But anyway, what do I know? Except that it's the end of the week. The Monday through Friday show comes to an end. I'll be on the weekend show tonight, live at 2 a.m. For those of you that don't get the program, you can always get the podcast. Our buddy Ken will have it up there for you. So, don't forget that one. And I'll see you all Monday.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy.
But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.